Hello, and welcome back to another episode of my bonus series where I talk about whatever I feel like talking about, and it's a fun and cozy time. So today, I have something really fun planned. So today, I will be ranking and rating pasta shapes, and there are so many. There are so many different types of pastas, and I haven't tried all of them, but there are quite a few that I have tried, so I'm going to give you my opinions, and there are going to be some hot takes here. I'm gonna tell you right now, you're going to hear some of them, and you're going to be like, what? You don't like spaghetti? Maybe. You might also not like spaghetti, but that's kind of the reaction I'm expecting. Okay, so starting off with spaghetti, I'm putting it in the I don't like it tier because I don't like spaghetti. I don't really have a reason. I don't like it. Okay. Next one is angel hair pasta. Angel hair, I would put in C tier. It's not as bad as spaghetti, but I'm still not a fan, so angel hair gets the C tier. Next we have linguine. Linguine I also don't like because I feel like it's just like spaghetti except like a little bit like thicker. So it's like, to me, I'm like, that's the same family of pasta, so linguine, I'm also putting in the I don't like it tier. And next we have, okay, I think this is pronounced as peachy. I'm not actually going to try and say any of these in actual Italian because my Italian is not good enough to try and pronounce these things. So peachy, P-I-C-I. I haven't tried. Bucatini, I haven't tried. What is this one? Fellini? This one kind of looks like the little noodles in, like, you know the, like those little chicken soup packets? It looks kind of like that. But I'm not sure if that's what it is. I'm gonna put it in the haven't tried tier just to make sure. Next we have tagliatelle, which is, this is gonna be a little bit nerdy, but that's my nickname for Tartaglia from Genshin Impact. Okay, I like to call him Tagliatelle. Is that how you even say it? Yeah. Tagliatelle. What a tongue twister. Okay. Tagliatelle. I'm also not really a fan. Tagliatelle is gonna go in the I think it's gonna go in C tier. Actually, no. It's gonna go right next to linguine in the I don't like it tier. Because I was thinking, I was like, it's not that bad. But then I was like, if someone were to offer it to me, I would be like, oh, I have to eat this to be polite. but I don't really want to. Okay, next we have fettuccine. Fettuccine, fettuccine is a little bit better. Because, like, to go from spaghetti to fettuccine, it's like a big jump. Like, the noodle gets so much wider. Well, you could, like, hear my hand as I'm gesturing. It gets wider. Okay. But, like, the noodle gets a lot wider. And I think the difference between tagliatelle and fettuccine is significant. So, in conclusion, I'm putting fettuccine in the B tier. Yeah. Pappardelle. This one is like a really wide fettuccine. Oh, these are like flat noodles. At least that's what it looks like in the picture. But I haven't tried these. So they're gonna go and haven't tried. Okay, and next we have large shells. I also have not had these, but they look so good. But yeah, they're gonna go and haven't tried. Okay, next we have shells. These are just like the regular shells. I love the shells. The shells are gonna go in S tier because they're perfect. The texture is good. And they're just like, they like perfectly encapsulate whatever you cook them with. And they're so cute also. Like, I love them. Little shells. So, I don't really know how I feel about these because they are distinct. Like, they're different from the regular shells. But the principle of the design remains. You know what I mean? So, I think little shells, I'm gonna put in B tier. That feels right. Elbow macaroni. I think this is just kind of like Old Faithful. Elbow macaroni works with everything. It's just, it's elbow macaroni. Who doesn't like elbow macaroni? I think that's gonna go in A tier. Little elbow macaroni. I'm not a fan. I don't know what it is. I don't like it. What does that say? Ditalini? This looks interesting. Ooh, I've never had this one before, but I would try it. I would try it. Anelli? That's spelled A-N-E-L-L-I. They're like little rings. That's so cute. It's kind of like if you took the O out of the alphabet pasta. I'm realizing now that I interchangeably use pasta and pasta. That's strange. Okay. Anelli, I haven't tried it, but I don't think I would like it. Okay. Stelle? Wait, hold on. I have to really... Okay, I can't see what it is. Not wearing my glasses. So let's look it up. Stelle pasta. Oh my god! Oh, they're little stars! They look kind of like flowers, too. Oh my god! Oh, that's adorable. Okay. Stelle pasta, I haven't tried it, but I feel like I would like it. Alphabeto? I'm guessing that means alphabet. I don't like it. They get soggy so easily, like, it's impossible to... Just to have them, like, al dente, it stresses me out. I don't like it. Orzo, I haven't tried. It kind of looks like rice. Acini di pepe? Haven't tried it. Couldn't tell you what it is. Pastina? I feel like I've heard of this. Pastina. What? Okay, so... To some people, it's interchangeable with the star one. Stelle? Is this one smaller? Okay, they're like the same thing. I think this one just might be smaller. I think. Either way, I haven't tried it, so that's fine. I would put rigatoni in... I think... A tier. A tier is... Yeah, that's good. There's mezze rigatoni. This, I think I have not tried. But I don't feel like I would like it as much as the full-sized one. Oh no! Okay, there we go. Hold on, I have to figure out how to say this. Ferrazzuoli. Ferrazzuoli. I need to get a bigger picture of this one because what? Ferrazzuoli. Whoa! Wait! I have had this! I have. I've tried this. It's good. I didn't recognize the name. Oh, wow. So this one is really interesting. It kind of looks like two, big pasta noodles. Like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, stuck together, glued together. I don't know. But it's good. The texture is nice. So I'll put this one in, let's put it in A tier. Macaroni? Oh, this is different from elbow macaroni. Okay. Macaroni, I would put in... I don't like it. I don't know what it is. Just the curved ones just taste better. Ravioli? Not a fan. I don't like it. I don't know what it is. But tortellini? Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. Tortelloni? I don't know if that's a typo for the, or if it's actually tortelloni. But either way, tortellini, tortelloni. This is gonna go in S tier. I love tortellini loni. It's so good. Gnocchi. Does gnocchi count as a pasta? Okay. Well, whatever it is, it's going in... It's going in B tier. B tier is good. Because it's like, it's made from potatoes, right? But I guess... I mean, the difference between dough and potatoes isn't that big, right? Like, my thought is like, okay, they're both starches. So, like, close enough. Lasagna? Lasagna... I would put lasagna in C tier. I don't hate it. It's just having good lasagna is not a common occurrence for me, at least. So that one's gonna go in C tier. I think if I had more exposure to lasagna, like if I ate lasagna more, if I like tried it at different places, I might like it more. But and that's something that I have to work on. I have to really up my lasagna game. Okay. Orchiette. This one, it kind of looks like a little hat. It's very cute. I haven't tried this one, I don't think. Campanelle. Let's get a bigger picture of this one. It looks kind of familiar. Campanelle. Let's see. It looks kind of like a drywall... a drywall anchor. That was my first thought when I saw this. Oh my god. Wow, it really does! That's so cool! Oh my god. Okay, I haven't tried it, but I would try it. It looks very yummy, and it's also very useful. Fusilli? I don't like it. Don't know why. It's just the vibes are off. I know it's a very popular one. Fusilli, it's like the twisted one. It's like... It's like they're like spirals. But... Yeah, I don't know something about it. Pipette? What's this one? Let's look it up. Pipette. Pasta. Oh, I like these ones! Oh, these ones are so good. Okay. Pipette is gonna go in S tier. They're like... kind of like... bigger, fatter, and shorter elbow macaronis. I don't know if that was a good description, but they're delicious. Rotel? These look like little wheels. I've seen these before. I don't think I've tried them, though. So Rotel we're gonna put in. I haven't tried. They look like they could be good. They look like structurally sound as a wheel. So I would try them. Cavatappi? I don't think I've had this one, but it does look amazing. Haven't tried. Farfalle? Ooh, okay. I have this weird thing with farfalle. I like farfalle cold in like a pasta salad, but not like hot with like a tomato sauce or like a cream sauce. You know what I mean? So if it's like in a cold pasta salad, we're good. We're cool. So based on that, I'm gonna put it in. Let's put it in B tier. That's not bad. What? Gemelli? Let's look that one up. Gemelli pasta. Wow! I would totally try this. Okay, haven't tried it, but I would. Cannelloni? I haven't had this one either. Oh my god! What have I been doing? Okay, I haven't tried cannelloni. At least I don't think so. Penne rigate? I don't like it. Don't like penne. I don't know what it is. Penne liche? I don't know what it is about penne. I don't really understand the hype behind penne. Like, I know that, like, I can understand why people like it, but when it comes to me, I'm like, that's a boring noodle. I don't know what it is. I have weird tastes. Mezze penne, so that's like smaller penne. No thank you. And we have one left. It's called Trenne pasta. Oh, are you kidding me? This is just like penne, except it has like a point at the end. It's like a triangle instead of... Oh! Oh my god, okay. Oh, that's why it's called trenne! TR, like triangle. Okay, I get it. Trenne... I'm gonna put it in. I haven't tried. I don't know why I was thinking that over. I was like, which one? I haven't had it before. So... there are so many pastas that I have to try. So, let's recap. So, in S tier, we have shells, tortelloni, maybe it's tortellini, I'm not sure, pipettes, and then in A tier, we have elbow macaroni, rigatoni, and fraisoli. In B tier, we have fettuccine, little shells, gnocchi, and farfalle. C tier, we have angel hair and lasagna. And the longest one, haven't tried. So, in haven't tried, we... this feels so... Oh my god. I need to try new things. Okay. There is peachy, bucatini, fellini, pappardelle, large shells, ditalini, anelli, stelle, orzo, acini di pepe, pastina, mezzi rigatoni, oh my god, okay, give me a second, I'm glitching, okay, orecchiette, campanelle, rotel, is it rotelle? Did I say rotel before? Rotelle? Cavatappi, Gemelli, I'm not sure which one it is, cannelloni, and trenne. And in the I don't like it category, we have spaghetti. I think these are like the most, probably some of the most like common ones. So we have Spaghetti, linguine, tagliatelle, little elbow macaroni, alfabeto macaroni, ravioli, fusilli, penne rigate, penne liche, and mezzo penne. And there's my ultimate pasta shapes ranking. This was so much fun to do. What the heck? Oh my god. That's so much fun. I will definitely be consulting this list the next time I go grocery shopping. And, you know, I encourage you to maybe try some new kinds of pasta as well. We can make like a thing out of it. Everybody try a new pasta the next time you go to the store. A fun little activity. Something to, you know, spice things up, freshen up your life. But don't get the ones that you think that you won't like. Get the ones that are like similar to ones that you already know. So then that way it's like, okay, I know for sure I'm gonna like it. Oh my god, that was so fun. Okay, so we have another bonus coming up at the end-ish of the month for the platinum subscribers, because if you're gold, you get one. If you're a plat, you get two. So if you want to hear another one of these this month, go ahead and upgrade yourself to the plat tier. And if you're already in the plat tier, I want to say thank you so, so much for being here. Thank you to everyone for being here. And I'll catch you in the next one. Okay, bye!